Purdue and the Bob Almanac here. Neil, you ready?
All set.
Today is a Thursday, the 12th day of May, 132nd day of the year. 233 left to go. Still seems like there's a lot left here in 2022, but, you know, we're a month and a half away from the midway mark.
That's true.
Consider that for a moment. We haven't yet reached midway of May, and it's going to feel like midway of July.
For sure.
Today. You agree with that?
Yeah, it's supposed to be quite warm.
This date, 1901, President William McKinley. President McKinley visiting San Francisco this date, 1901, and he made an address. He was talking to people, and he was saying how happy he was that there was a mountain in Alaska that'll be named for him for all of eternity.
That is a good thing. He was, would you say he was underrated?
You missed the punchline there. It's no longer named Mount McKinley.
Oh, that's right.
It's Denali.
It's Denali.
Yeah.
So, poor Teddy.
Yeah, he's
poor
under.
Poor Teddy.
Poor McKinley.
Yeah.
Do they call him Teddy?
No. I've got Teddy Roosevelt.
History Channel's got this new Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt special. They're calling him the most interesting man in America during his time.
I believe it. That's why, he was. He was a formidable and had a lot of sayings and left his mark.
1932, newsreel time.
Here is the patch of woods barely 4 miles from his home where baby Lindbergh was found. His little body lying face downward in the underbrush.
Ooh, those are graphic details from our 1932 newsreel. This was the date in 32, the body of the kidnapped son of Charles Lindbergh. Found in a wooded area of Hopewell, New Jersey, near the Lindbergh Estate.
Bruno Hauptmann?
Yes.
Yeah. Very sad deal.
1955.
For 76 years, L trains clattered by, carrying people to work and home again. But the old steel skeleton outlived its usefulness. Passengers dwindled. And so the L is being torn down.
Yeah, it was the end of an era, the end of the L. You know what the L means?
Elevated.
Elevated train, New York City. The last L ran this date, 1955, from Chinatown to the Bronx. Now, they had one of those that went right past Yankee Stadium. Of course, the subway train eventually dominated then after that. They didn't need the L's anymore. People were riding the subway. I'd feel more, I'd feel safer being on an L train than the subway.
It's kind of that closed in.
It is. If you're claustrophobic kind of thing, you kind of the light of day and everything, and maybe be safer. Maybe not as much crime on the L as there is on the subway. That was back in 55. Goodbye. But there are cities that still have elevated trains.
Well, right? They did in Chicago.
So we know that from the fugitive. Exactly. Right. That's how they found out where Richard Kimball was.
Right.
Because I think they listed St. Louis, too, with an L train. There was a bell in the background. Yeah. Rolling Stones recorded Satisfaction this date, 65. And here it is for you on Bob. Quite a guitar riff to start. One of the great rock and roll songs of all time.
For sure.
And that was 1965. We're going to move on to 71. This is the date that Jerry Lee Lewis granted a divorce from his cousin. I want to say third cousin, Neil.
Third.
Myra. They had been married. It was double-digit years.
I thought it was
late 50s, wasn't it? 13
years or something, yeah.
But the divorce granted this date, 71. Let's go to 78. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, we know it better as NOAA. Mm-hmm. Announced that beginning in the 1979 hurricane season, they would start alternating between men's and women's names. Yeah. Up to that point, hurricanes were only named for women.
Oh.
Because NOAA was all just married guys.
Yeah.
And they knew that, well, my wife's like a hurricane when she comes in. I haven't done my chores, so let's just name the hurricanes after women. And 1978, we decided, no, we're going to alternate. And the first male named hurricane, guess what it was? I believe it was 79. Hurricane Bob.
Bob. Nice.
Hurricane Bob. You know, they go alphabetic.
Right.
So they didn't have Hurricane Aloysius, which would have been really good. I don't know why they don't use that. It must have been, I bet you the A word, I bet you the A name was female that year. So they probably started female, just, you know, tradition, with an A, maybe Alice. And then they moved on to the B's, and it was, well, let's keep it simple. Let's go Hurricane Bob.
That's simple.
I wish Noah on that date in 78 also proclaimed and put it in stone and make a law saying you don't name snowstorms.
Right.
Like those funny people over at the Weather Channel.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
No, I wish they would have put their foot down on that back in 78. 1990, Saturday Night Live.
That's not the worst of it. Behold!
What's that?
That is Nora Dunn. Because you were never born, she was here that night and was accidentally crushed by Sinead O'Connor's amplifier.
That's
O'Connor felt so bad, she never sang again.
Hey, that's too bad. She was a cute bald chick, you know?
Andrew Dice Clay went ahead and hosted Saturday Night Live on this date. As you know, cast member Nora Dunn and musical guest Sinead O'Connor refused to perform and be there that night because of his brand of comedy. And they made fun of it.
I was going to say, start it out. They took that opportunity.
In classic SNL fashion.
Right.
And that was John Lovitz as the devil. They basically did It's a Wonderful Life kind of theme, where they went around and took a look, if Andrew Dice Clay had never been born, how that night would have gone.
Right.
Without him hosting. So that was this date, 1990. And in 92, we need to remember Mike Brady.
Cindy, the point is that you are not to tattle about other people's business anymore. Now, I mean never. Because if you do, you're going to be punished. Is that clear?
Yes, Daddy.
Yeah. He knew tattling. Mm-hmm. And he knew when you were tattling. Mm. Mike Brady. Robert Reed, who played Mike Brady on The Brady Bunch, passed away at the age of 59. Back on this date in 92. We're moving on to birthdays now. The Almanac.
You see, this guy's in love with me.
This is Herb Albert singing a Burt Bacharach song. And boy, did Burt Bacharach write some songs. And he won some Oscars.
Yes, he did.
Including for Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. He wrote Arthur's theme, Christopher Cross, and almost all the hits of Dionne Warwick. Not all of them, but many of them.
Wasn't Bert in Austin Powers?
Yeah. Yeah, he was playing the piano as Elvis Costello was singing, I think.
I think that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Costello with the very talented Burt Bacharach, I think is what Austin Powers said at that one point in time. It wasn't Dr. Evil who said that.
No.
One of the Alou brothers, Felipe Alou, still with us here.
He was a manager at
87. He was. Was he the one who urinated on his hands to get a better grip on the bat?
No.
To make his skin?
Jesus.
That was Jesus.
I believe.
It wasn't Matty?
No.
And they had, did he have the son Moises? Was Moises Felipe's?
I think that Felipe was Felipe's, yes.
Yes. So happy birthday
but
there.
The three older, you know, the Alou brothers, they all played in the majors.
And weren't they all, were they on the same team at one point? Was it all in the, like, one outfield one time for the Giants?
I don't know. I have to double check.
You'd have to double check on that. At least it was two of them at the same time.
Jesus was the one who played the least.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
80 for Billy Swan.
Too strong.
This was number one country.
I believe it.
It would show
good. That charted country.
This is too big of a hit country
really
to do
was.
A wait what?
Yeah.
Billy Swan, 80 today. We got some more good. We got good music again. What's new?
I'll be back in the high life again.
Oh, love it.
Stevie. All the doors like those ones.
Steve Winwood. Started out with the Spencer Davis Group and sang lead on Gimme Some Love, and he was like 13 or whatever it was.
He was with Traffic too, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah. Then he went solo and had a string of hits in the 80s. Steve Winwood.
Nice.
74 here on the Almanac today. We also have Bruce Boxleitner.
Oh, awesome.
And that means
it's TV theme time, Jim.
Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Yes.
I assume he was the Scarecrow because Kate Jackson must have been Mrs. King.
I would think. He was in one of the Gunsmoke made-for-TV movies after the show, too.
That was nice of him to do that.
And he was, wasn't he in the, with the Gambler? Or he was in like.
Well, I remember him in Tron. You know, the funny electronic the video game bicycle movie, whatever that was, never did get into that.
But he did quite a few westerns.
Bruce Boxleitner, 72.
He was in How the West Was Won.
There you go.
Rockin' at night, walking on air.
This is Billy Squire.
Oh, yeah.
I want you tonight. I want
probably his most recognizable song was The Stroke.
Sure. But I remember this one.
It's called Rock Me Tonight, one of his hits. Billy Squire, 72, birthdays here today. We have Kix Brooks. We hear a lot of Brooks and Dunn here on Bob. We know what Kix sounds like. Used to host a countdown show.
Top 30.
He had the flame shirt, country everything countdown going on there. Kix Brooks with his buddy Ronnie Dunn, 67.
If I hear you calling, but I can't come on right now.
When you're a drummer for Kiss, that means you sing Beth.
Yes.
Peter Criss, Eric Carr, and the current drummer for Kiss is Eric Singer.
Just a few.
Kiss getting sentimental there on us with Kiss.
Yes, very
and
nice.
That's current drummer Eric Singer, 64, on our almanac today.
Somewhere underneath all that bacony, bourbony, crispy oniony goodness, there's a turkey having the best day of his entire life. Arby's, we have the meats.
I hear
he
they
is,
have
the Ving Rhames. Yeah, they have meats and more than just one because it's plural. Ving Rhames, who is that voice, doing those Arby's commercials. Plus, he's been in a number of movies. He's an actor, but probably right now most famous for those commercials.
Yeah, he has used his voice as his signature.
Ving Rhames, 63, Emilio Estevez.
District 5 Pee Wee Hockey Team. I'm Gordon Bombay. I'm the new coach.
What a
right.
Afraid so, dude. Got the roster right here. Averman.
What they didn't know is he's the man who invented the umbrella power play.
Wow, I didn't know
Gordon
that.
Gordon Bombay, he did. He did. And these kids weren't giving him the proper respect. By any means, from Mighty Ducks, Emilio Estevez. He's the brother of Charlie Sheen, Neil.
Sure.
And the son of Martin Sheen. He's the big 6-0 on our list
young
here today.
Riders, too.
He did that, too, yeah. Kim Fields, our beloved Tootie.
We didn't know what it was for.
Yeah, but I'm sure that the girls in the group did. Now, girls, not a word about this to anyone until we talk to Mr. Bradley.
There's gonna be trouble. Make that a double.
Hey, a little cameo there from Natalie Neal. Tootie, Kim Fields from Facts of Life. You know what? You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have what?
The Facts of Life?
Yes, dang, yeah, you did. The fact you didn't know that and still got it.
Yeah,
genius.
I didn't know that.
Kim Fields, 53. Can't find my cursor. Now I got it.
Because this one time at band camp.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. Do you want to be my date for the prom?
Really? You seriously want to go with me?
He hesitates.
Yes, seriously.
Are we going to Steve Stifler's party afterwards? Because that would be so cool.
You ever been to Steve Stifler's party? Now, that's a party.
That's a party.
Things are going on there that you don't want to know about. It's Jason Biggs, who played Jim in the American Pie movies. They, I don't know, spoiler alert here, Neil, they eventually got married.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, okay. Michelle and Jim, and a lot of stories about band camp. Mm-hmm. Jason Biggs, 44.
This is a band discussion.
Drum loops! Synthesizers.
If you say so.
It's not us.
Us.
It's not Queen.
Queen is whatever I say it is.
Oh, he won an Oscar as Freddie McGregor, or is it Mercury? Rami Malek won the. Have you seen that?
Super good.
The Bohemian Rhapsody.
I watched it on a flight. Might have been when I was going to Italy.
I thought everybody that they cast was really good.
It was so good.
I mean, it looked like Queen.
It did.
I mean, you look at it, you can see all the members of Queen there.
That was a really fascinating movie.
Rami Malek, Freddie Mercury, 41 here today, Neil.
Gone but not forgotten, Jim. What about Nurse Florence Nightingale? Where would the nursing industry be?
She invented modern nursing. She really invented those paper hats that they wore for so many years.
And she made them stylish. It was really quite an honor.
Until they realized they were flammable and a fire hazard.
Then it wasn't so good. Nurse Florence Nightingale was born on this day, and the year was 1820. Otto Frank, he was the father of Anne Frank, 1889. And we're going to go to the wonderful Katharine Hepburn.
But darling, you're wrong about your dad. He does care. He cares deeply.
I'm afraid of him.
Well, he's afraid of you, so you should get along fine.
On Golden Pond, Neil.
Oh, yes.
Her and Jane Fonda and Hank.
Of course, she starred opposite the Duke in Rooster Cogburn.
Was she the one looking for a man with True Grit?
No,
that was the second. She was in the sequel, wasn't she?
Yes.
That's right.
Kim Darby.
That's
was
right.
Was the man looking for a man with
Was she
True
a man
Grit.
Or is she a man now?
Kim Darby. I don't think she's made the transition. Television newsman, you may remember him, Howard K. Smith, 1914, and she gave us Mary Kay Cosmetics, Mary Kay Ash.
Have you replied Mary Kay Cosmetics before?
I
think your cheeks could really use a better
hue.
You need some hue.
I need some hue and
we
some
need
rouge.
A hue. We were more of an Avon family. I know my mom had Mary Kay, but we were much more on the Avon side because, they had products for men, Avon. I don't remember Mary Kay, I don't think, had... products for men.
Could be right about that. But she did all right, and then she drove a pink Cadillac, 1918. I went to, had a visit with Uncle Sparky, Julius Rosenberg. He was a cheater, and he was executed for espionage against our country. You may remember that from your history books, 1918. Remember watching Tom Snyder?
Oh, I do.
So we won't be hearing from Waylon Jennings on Closing In on the Fire. And we won't be asking him why he wasn't at the Country Music Awards. And I'm going to take about a 2.5-3 minute break now, and we're going to try and figure out something because we have to last. How long before we can go home? It's 15 or 20 minutes, isn't it? Yeah, something like that. So it'll either be Meet the Staff night, or I could talk to Mr. Kennedy, or bring out the producers, whatever we figure out.
He had a good sense of humor, great voice. David Letterman loved him, so he brought him to CBS to follow his show.
Sure.
And that was the night, 1998, Waylon Jennings walked off the set of the Late Late Show because Dr. Laura Schlesinger went too long.
Right. She got tired of it?
She was only allotted 5 minutes. According to him, he was told she was only going to get 5 minutes. And once she went over seven, he and his people left.
Yeah. They were supposed to play,
from
sing,
that side
interview,
of things. Yep, I think there's an interview out there by Jesse Coulter did an interview saying, and she gave a story about it as well.
Hmm.
But there was just an empty chair there.
Tom Snyder, 1936.
And you know what? The message is, the lesson is, don't waste Waylon Jennings' time.
He's got stuff going on.
Waylon Jennings.
The next year, 1937, one of the great comedians of our time, George Carlin.
You know you can stick it. Well, why do we always assume everyone knows where they can stick it? Suppose you don't know. Suppose you're a new guy. You have absolutely no idea where to stick it. I think there ought to be a government booklet entitled Where to Stick It. Now that I think of it, I believe there is a government booklet like that. They send it to you on April 15th.
He had so many good bits.
He did. He just took, normal stuff and just kind of put a new spin on them, a new way to think about them. That was so good. And that's what he did. And he did it well. 1937. And one more. He was not only a great player, but quite a character. Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra.
Affleck.
Well, if you get hurt and miss work, it won't hurt to miss work.
Uh-huh.
And they give you cash, which is just as good as money.
He confused the duck.
When you confuse the Affleck duck, you know you got some special skills.
Yeah, that is a skill set.
What's your favorite yogiism? Do you have one?
That's deja vu all over again.
When you come to the fork in the road, take it.
Right, always a good
one. And so-and-so's restaurant is so busy, nobody goes there anymore.
Yogi
Just
Berra.
Just a few of the ones that I know off the top of my head.
1925, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I think it's 2 days in a row now that your staff hasn't forgotten anybody.
Well, I'm not going to applaud them. They'll just get...
No, don't do that. Get their...
Fat-headed, yes, and then we'll have all kinds of issues.
Speaking of fat-headed, we've got what could only be described as the fat head of music for the day, and that's a Bob-a-thon. Mm-hmm. You know what fathead is? That's the big thing on the wall.
My kids like them.
Yeah, you put them on the wall, big thing of your favorite sports star, etc. And we've got one of those things here. It's a Bob-a-thon, no repeat workday kickoff. Tracy Lawrence, Lessons Learned, is option one. Number two would be George Strait and his song titled True, or Kenny Chesney, Living in Fast Forward.
Let's go Lessons Learned here.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault.